was just changing like so fast. And it's like God is really setting this day. He is handcrafting this day.
Yes.
And it was, everything was changing so quickly. The color scheme, the brightness of the sky, the way that it was moving. And it was a process. It didn't just come up. You know, it said that the sunrise that day was 7:17. Well, it's the sky started lighting up about an hour before that. As the aura, as the illuminating light started coming through, and it started shifting things, breaking the darkness, moving things, colors changing, the lineup of the clouds, everything the way that it was. So when it cycled back to the time that it was actually supposed to come up, it did come up. But yeah. I was like, oh, maybe the sun already came up because it was bright as the day. But then there it came, this big glowing sun.
Yeah.
It's coming up. So it was like all that, as God set the day in order, all the changes of the color brush, as he painted the day, as he handcrafted the day, as yeah. he's showing his handiwork in the firmament. So God is awesome. Each and every day he takes particular care as the day is set
yes.
for us. Today is set for your success. It is set for your peace. It is set for your victory. It is set for your comfort. It's set for your provision. It's set for your health, for your productivity. On today, the day is set in your favor.
Hallelujah. I will move in the direction that God is moving, mm-hmm. that he had already set up for me. Mm-hmm. Okay? So I must follow mm-hmm. it. Oh, I love that scripture. Mm-hmm. The firmament shows God and the work. God work of his hand. Now, the Bible now says we are his people. Mm-hmm. We are the sheep of his pasture. We did not make ourselves. You know that scripture, mm-hmm. Diane?
Yes.
He says, you and I were not made by ourselves. We're talking about the handiwork, mm-hmm. and you need mm-hmm. to show what God really mm-hmm. is. There is no mm-hmm. mistake mm-hmm. about the heaven.
And it's Psalm 100, verse 3. Know yeah. that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture.
So you got to show forth mm-hmm. who God is.
Mm-hmm.
You can't show forth a broken down life. God doesn't make a broken down life.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't make something to struggle. Let's look yeah. at the firmament.
Mm-hmm.
It is not broken down.
Mm-hmm.
It is not showing good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
One day it's good, the next day it's bad. No, it's a continuous thing. The same God who made the firmament with his hand is the same God that made
mm-hmm.
me and you.
Mm-hmm. In Genesis chapter 1, starting at verse 6, then God said, let there be a firmament
yes.
in the midst of the waters,
yes.
and let it divide the waters from the waters.
Yes.
Thus God made the firmament and yes. divided the waters which were under the firmament
yes.
from the waters which are above the firmament,
yes.
and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven.
Yes.
So the evening and the morning were a second day. Verse 9. Then God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gatherings together of the waters he called the seas. And God saw that it was good. So verses 6, 7, and 8, we got to really focus in on them, because a lot of times we just think about the separating of the water from the land.
Yeah.
But it says that there was a separation of the waters. Some went to the heavens, some stayed on the earth. And we know that the water is the word.
Yes.
So I don't know of anything else in the Bible that was, some was sent to heaven, some was sent to earth. Of the waters, his word. His
yes.
word is forever settled in heaven. His word is the final authority to every confusion, every commotion, every inconsistency. His word is the final authority to every feeling, to every opposition. His word is the final authority. It is so in heaven. It is so on the earth. That's why I said what is already loosed in heaven is loosed on the earth. Whatever is already bound in heaven is bound on the earth. That he has given us the keys of the kingdom. And it's through this powerful scripture right here in Genesis chapter 1.
Yeah.
Some of the word went to heaven. Some of the words here on the earth, and it's all the same word. So it has the same power in heaven as it does on earth. It has the same power on earth as it does in heaven. So we must use the word. Your words become your reality. So make sure your word is his word.
Yes. You got to use it. And it says, I love what the scripture that you just use, whatsoever what is loose in heaven is loose and hurt. Whatsoever is bound in heaven is bound in earth. Now, sometimes we get it all confused and twisted. We're trying to loose and bound things. You can't loose and bound nothing.
Unless it's already done in heaven.
So, hear what we teach at celebration. Agree with it.
Yeah.
You can, don't go, but I loose you in the name of Jesus and I bound you. You can't do that. You don't have no power. You and I don't have no power. I come in agreement. All I do, Lord, I agree with heaven on earth. Thy kingdom come, your will must be what? Done where? On earth. Now, God, that which you have already bound in heaven is now bound in earth. So I got to go find what God bound.
And this is Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. And I will give you, and this is Jesus speaking, and I will give you
the keys
of the kingdom of heaven.
Yeah.
And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven.
So it's already done. You get the key of what? What is he
access.
Giving? Okay.
Because what does the key do? The key is not the car. It gives you access to the car. The key is not the house. Yeah. It gives you access to the house. So all the key does is give you access to what's already made. They don't make the key first.
Yeah. That's right.
The house is made first.
And then you get the key to go in.
Oh. It's just the entry point. The key is just the entry point to access something that's already there. Just holding a set of keys in your hand doesn't transport you throughout the city. You have to have the car.
Yeah. That's why.
And the right car to go with the key.
Yes. That's why we teach very strongly here only the word. Because we know only the word work. Let's simmer there. We teach on this radio program only the word. Not putting on spin to it. Because whatever statement we made is backed up literally by the word. There's no interpretation. See, we don't give you no interpretation. Simple. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. You shall remember the Lord your God because it's he gives you power to get wealth. There's no spin in that. And hear the next part of it. So he gave me the power to generate wealth to do something. So as to what? Establish my covenant in the earth realm. So that the earth know that I am God. And what I say doesn't return unto me void. And I'm using you. And I'm using you. And I'm using you. And you are the express image of who I am. Now let me prove it now. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3.
Who being the brightness of his glory.
Come on.
And the express image of his person.
Yeah.
And upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
It's so powerful. Mm-hmm. So clear, who being the brightness of his glory? You and I on earth must be the brightness of God's glory. Mm. Come on, somebody. We're all the believers. We are to be the what? The brightness of God's glory. We are to be the what? The express image of his person. I tell a person, man, the only God anyone gonna see is you.
And you know, it sounds cliche, the expression. They say, well, the darker it is, the brighter the light. Yeah. Well, it's true.
Yeah.
The darker it is, it gets in the world, the brighter the light. You know, my daughter, she had a little Lego light, and she had made this little thing that made a shadow with her little Legos the other day, and she wanted to show me. But she knew that it wouldn't shine. You wouldn't be able to see it good in the living room. So she tells me, come into the bedroom. And she starts closing all the doors and making sure all the lights are on.
So you can
she
shine.
Wants to show me the light.
Yeah. So when the world gets dark, the light gets brighter. Let's say that again. When the world system gets darker, the Christian, the light of the world. Jesus said, you are the what?
The light
of the world. Gets what?
Brighter. Arise. Shine. The glory of the Lord is upon you.
You see, the problem. I'm so excited. The problem is that the light is under the bed.
Under the bushel.
Under the bushel.
Yeah.
That's the problem. The problem. Believers, the light is under the bushel. I will pick that up tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes. The darker it is, the more people seek after light, looking for light. Yes. We want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church this Sunday at 10 a.m. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. That's 1010 Dixon Boulevard, 10 a.m. on Sunday. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum.
Good morning and welcome to Morning Breath, a drive time devotion, sure to jumpstart your day. It's Thursday, October 21st. We're so glad you've taken time out of your busy day to be with us here on Morning Breath. What we do on Morning Breath is take a chapter of the Bible, we read it, spend some time in the Word of God, ask God to speak to our hearts. Do that in our own homes or wherever you do it. And I do it in my office a lot of times, come in early and go to my office and do it. And then we come to the studio here at the Merritt Island campus of East Coast Christian Center. We read the chapter on the air and then we talk about it. My co-host today is Pastor Keith Alderman.
That's me. Hi.
That's you. How are you doing, Alderman?
I am loverly today. How are you, Pastor Dan?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you. Appreciate it.
It is an honor to do this with you.
It's fun to do it with you, too.
I just got taken back to being like 13, 14.
Uh-oh.
And I think Pastor Eric invited me to the radio station to watch you and him do Morning Breath.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, all the way over at WMIE.
I did that. We did that for 11 years.
We
would go every morning at 7 o'clock.
That just hit me. That's 20 years ago.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
We've been doing this a while. But tell folks how to get involved, Pastor Keith.
I would love to. So we would love for you guys to be able to read the chapter actually ahead of time, too, or at least with us so that you can kind of get stuff out of it. And so to know where we're going before we get there, you can go to our website, eccc.us. You can go to our app. You can also just call our church at 452-1060 and talk to the illustrious Ernestine at the front desk, and she'll get your information that we can actually mail it out to you so that you know exactly where we're going. You can even go on our website and our app and listen to previous shows so that you can just dig into the Word. The whole point is for you to discover stuff in the Word, and we're going to see things that you don't see, and you're going to see things that we don't see. And that's what's cool about the Word, is that we're going to get